on FM and DAB across Ashford.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
The number of assaults in Kent involving acid and other corrosive liquids has increased. Police say 17 such attacks were recorded in 2014, up from 12 the previous year and just 5 in 2012. Substances used in the attacks included paint stripper, ammonia and bleach. Jaff Shah is from Acid Survivors Trust International.
At least 30% of victims suffer some form of blindness, but also hearing impairment. Then on top of that, you have very severe trauma as a consequence of an acid attack.
Wayne Ingold had acid thrown in his face near his home in Essex in a case of mistaken identity.
Pain was just unbelievable. It was getting worse by the second. And I thought, this is acid. And my face was turning yellow, or it seemed to be. And I didn't want to put water on it because I didn't know how that's going to affect it.
KMFM News.
Alan Rickman, the actor who played Professor Snape in the Harry Potter movies, has died at the age of 69. His family say he'd been suffering from cancer. He played a number of other memorable baddies alongside Bruce Willis in Die Hard and Kevin Costner in Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. Sky's entertainment correspondent Lucy Cotter says he was well loved.
Every performance was so charismatic, whether he was one of these unbelievably awful baddies or whether he was in a softer role. For many people, Die Hard is a film that they keep coming back to because of Alan Rickman's performance.
A former police officer from Kent who molested and raped a young girl more than 40 years ago has been jailed for 9 years. A court heard how Kevin Luckhurst began the abuse whilst living in Faversham when he was just 14. The 58-year-old from Flower Hill Way in Eisted Rise denied 7 charges of rape and 3 of indecent assault.
KMFM News.
Police in Indonesia say they're certain Islamic State carried out coordinated suicide bomb and gun attacks in Jakarta earlier. 5 attackers and 2 other people were killed. Plans to build dozens of pylons in Kent to link with electricity supplies on the other side of the channel take a step forward today. The Richborough connection also involves undersea cables to Belgium so we can use power generated in Europe. Energy bosses are submitting an application to construct up to 70 masts near Canterbury. Alan Holden from Broadoak says villagers aren't happy.
Virtually all residents in the village will be able to see this new line from their houses, no matter where they live. And in many cases, it will come to dominate the view from their gardens.
It could take up to a year before a final decision is made. A motorcyclist has been taken to hospital following a crash involving 13 vehicles on the A229 in Kent. Emergency crews were called to the smash on the Maidstone-bound carriageway of the Bluebell Hill just after 8:30 this morning. The man in charge of spending in Kent has apologised as bosses look at increasing council tax by nearly 4%. They'd already proposed a rise of just under 2%, but say a further hike would help pay for adult social care. It'll see bills ban D Home going up by more than £1,130 a year. Councillor John Simmons is from KCC.
I'm sorry it's been necessary to do this. We have tried very hard to preserve frontline services. What we've tried to do is just keep a balanced view of the services we provide for our council taxpayers, but at the same time, being as efficient as we can ourselves.
And Margate Mums told KMFM she's desperate to find the owner of a dog after her young daughter was bitten. The animal attacked 22-month-old Harley Jade as she was being pushed in a buggy along the high street 10 days ago. She was taken to hospital for treatment. Claire Lewis says it was a real shock.
Well, I didn't know for sure if the dog had bitten her, because I was like, I don't know whether the dog had scratched her or bitten her, because it just happened so quick. So the nurse did an evaluation of her finger and said, yeah, it's definitely been bitten. It's got 2 puncture wounds.
Police are investigating.
KMFM Showbiz.
We'll soon know who is going head-to-head at this year's Oscars, with more on that and the rest of the showbiz news this lunchtime. Here's Kieran.
Well, Eddie Redmayne and Kate Winslet are expected to be the main British hopes for the Danish Girl and Steve Jobs, respectively. Tom Hardy could also feature for his roles in Mad Max Fury Road and The Revenant. Meantime, Little Mix and Jess Glynn have been added to the Brits lineup. The acts will join Adele, Justin Bieber, and Coldplay performing at at next month's ceremony. We'll find out who is nominated for this year's awards this evening. 12 years after the final episode, the cast of Friends are going to be reunited. US broadcaster NBC says it's planning a two-hour special show next month as a tribute to director James Burrows. It's not clear yet if it'll feature all six actors together. And it's been announced that a UK-wide tour of hit show War Horse will start at Kent's Marlow Theatre next year. The production will also be rehearsed there before travelling around the country after a spell of 8 years in London. It'll spend a month at the Canterbury venue from the 15th of September 2017 and tickets will go on sale next week.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.